Well, thank you for joining us here at From Out of the City. This is William F. DeVault, sometimes referred to as the romantic poet of the internet. It's an old title given to me by Yahoo in 1996. Yeah, I'm that old. And then some. And this is April 22nd, 2007. We're heading into the home stretch of National Poetry Month. Wallace Stone once said that poets are the high priests of the invisible. And if that is true, and I believe it is, we are also the high priests of the visible. Because we are sometimes history's and literature's take on the events around us, both great and small. And I had two vivid reminders of that this past week. The first was the passing away of a gentleman who I knew, who was not a close friend, but a man I admired, who was married to a close friend of mine. And it stirred some emotion in me, knowing the grief that she was feeling. And also the slaughter, the massacre, the shootings, as we put so generically, that occurred at Virginia Tech. And both of these events moved me to write. The poem about the passing of the gentleman, Ben Walker, was stirred not so much by his death or even by his wife Connie's reaction to it, but my sudden awareness that one day I will have to face the death of someone I love. I have been very blessed in this life. No one I love, to my knowledge, has passed, although there are some who have made themselves as dead to me. I remember a couple years ago when Hurricane Katrina hit, the cold panic I felt when I could not reach certain people who I love who lived in the area that was hit by Katrina. And it was not until intermediaries told us several days later that they were okay, if a little displaced, that I was able to get over that cold, clawing panic, that sense that I was not able to do anything to help them, or that they might be in peril or even dead. And that disturbed me deeply. So I wrote a poem from that aspect, and then I wrote a poem actually about the shootings at Virginia Tech. And I'm going to read both those poems for you, and then we'll finish off this week's show with a new song, a new musical number entitled The Taste, which if you hang out with my blog, cityoflegends.blogspot.com, or over at the MySpace area for myself and my band, William F. DeVault and the Gods of Love, you've already encountered the song. But if you haven't, hang on. It'll be with you in just a moment. But first, I would like to read the poem I wrote, motivated by the death of Ben Walker, if it's really a reflection of how I would feel projecting into the death of someone I love, of a lover. And it's called At a Former Lover's Graveside. Press lips to marked stone and weep. You shall not end the dreaded sleep that separates us from the kiss that once embraced us in such bliss. All you were is left to memory, heavy with hopes fallen in a story inevitable in its end and elegy. And you are not here to comfort me. If heart and soul endures this leap from earth to sky to venture deep beyond the ebon veil we face and die to cross with no disgrace, then shall I feel your presence yet beyond these walls of mud and jet. For this is what shall lead me on now that time has stole the dawn. Second up, we have a poem about the Virginia Tech shooting that occurred just last Monday, the 16th. The title of the poem is April 16, Blacksburg, Virginia. There's a terrible silence in the halls today, the residue of violence that has passed our way. So many young lives ended, budded, not yet bloomed, a pain in those befriended by madness consumed. Soft tears and cries of anguish vanquish not our pain. Mourning loss of innocence, more than those now slain. I honestly believe that in acts of violence, insane violence, whether they be war or criminal or true sociopathy, we are dealing with our own feelings more than the reality of the deaths, of the suffering. We grieve for ourselves and for our loss of innocence, for our loss of the individuals. So, what small comfort I can offer is that there are millions out there feeling the pain of those who have suffered direct loss. Just as everybody just about, sooner or later, must stand at the graveside of a former lover and deal with the fact that they will never again touch them, never again hear them, never again kiss them. When I project to that moment, it is remarkably painful. Well, anyway, to finish off this week's show, I have the new musical number by myself and the band, The Gods of Love. The name of this piece is The Taste, and it's taken mostly from my poem, The Taste of Remembrance, but then I added an extra stanza onto it, because I felt like it, and being the author, I'm allowed to get away with that sort of crap. So, thank you for listening. Please take a moment and listen to the new piece, and God bless you all. Remember those that you love, and may there be some peace and resolution that comes from all the losses we suffer in this life.
You reminded me of memory, not a memory, but a memory. That twisted lift of something caught on the roof of my mouth, like peanut butter. But it is a soft mystery that wafted in on winds I had not smelled since midnight in Venice, with the jasmine and the dreams that coiled in eddies of air, caught in the shadows that melted into you. True to your nature, true to my hunger, your shoulders bare to my touch, your eyes closed to my thoughts, and all else open and warm, and something like music, something like music, when it comes upon you suddenly but beautifully, like a lover at first waking. Tasted a lot like your lips, and memory tasted a lot like your lips. I cannot burn the bridges that fell into hell when I was foolish and cruel, and played the fool to my own Celtic cross, so certain of my own destiny. But memory lingers, and the stingers you left in my back, on my tongue, and in my heart. Sweet.